Well, Kate, and certainly Mother Nature threw a big wrench in the marketplace last week. Local feeders have experienced a pretty decent feeding winter and some good gains. Producers south of the border, though, are wading through cold and mud, impacting both feedlot productivity and as well as packer appetites for less than desirable carcass candidates for their kill floors. The cold weather proves to be a bit of a double whammy as gains slow in the lot, consumers stay home from the grocery stores, and particularly from the restaurant business where margins are earned on those higher price cuts of meat, and that's both pork and beef. U.S. carcass weights are holding mostly steady with a year ago, so reduced kill volumes in the plants will filter through lower supplies to the retail down the road. Closer to home, carcass weights have ballooned on the fast-gaining fall-placed yearlings, raising some anxiety about getting cattle to the plant from the feedlot side, pressuring cash prices in the process, and putting a halt to a six-week run at or above year-ago values here in Alberta. In the longer run, the impacts of reduced productivity in the much larger U.S. feedlot system will defer sales volumes and temper prices out into the late winter and early spring months, and that may provide some pricing pressure around those seasonal high periods. The good news, of course, is exceptional demand on the consumer side for beef. And that will return once the weather warms up, supporting the increased volumes held over from earlier in the year. And Caitlin, that's something similar to compensatory gains when we place real green feeder cattle on feed. On the feeder side, volumes were reduced last week and quite realistically will be sharply lower this week as the weather turns bitter cold across the entire West. Feeder and calf prices have held up well into the new year, and middle to heavy ends of the feeder markets continue to hold modest premiums to the same period a year ago. The bump in feed grain prices, adding about $40 a ton to last year's cost of fattening a steer heifer, appears to be mostly ignored, at least so far. The cow-calf market, though, continues under pressure from largely seasonal and year-over-year volumes. Last but not least, our dollar moving up close to a full cent last week put a damper on ideas that northern U.S. packers would look to some western Canadian feedlots for a supply of good grading, clean, and dry cattle compared to the closer-to-home numbers of wet and muddy offerings. U.S. cash last week, U.S. cattle owners demonstrated the first change in trade leverage by boosting live prices $1 to $2 higher alive at $124 and $199, $2 higher on the rail. The beef cutouts were $2.75 lower in the choice, $1.45 lower in the selects, and that choice select spread very narrow at $2. Traders in Chicago were sharp, futures were sharply mixed through the week. Slow and quiet trading unfolded for the first half of the week, with April grinding higher. A sharply mixed day unfolded Thursday, with the market setting first rallying to new life contract highs and then falling sharply on technical selling. The question for the markets, for the live market particularly, going forward is when will increased numbers start to be felt and how much lower weights offset marketing increases. From 1 week to the next, live cattle were down 55 to 60 cents for most contracts. The feeders marched down $1.10 and the deferred August contract down 68 cents. Lean hogs down 202 in Feb and $1.25 in the May, and the Canadian dollar up 80 points to just over 76.50 to end the week. Prices here for the week, steers on the hoof, 153.75 to 154.50, the 256.50 and a 261.50 on the rail, down $4.86 from last week. The cows, mostly $1.25 lower, the D1 D2s, 83 cents, the D3 4s at 73 cents, on the rail, 162 to 167, and they were $1 lower at the top end of the range. On the feeder cattle side, weekly volumes, just under 30,000, were up 7% from the previous week, but running about 14,000 head above the first week in February of last year. All weights and classes, so it looked pretty much steady. Our pre-sort look this week, the most active weight ranges, those 5 to 6 weight steers, fully steady to $1 higher at 217, while the heavier end, the 850 to 950 weights, were steady at 182. On the heifer side, the 550 weight heifers were also steady, but holding about $34 a hundred weight back of the same weight steers at 183, as early grass type buyers find steers more to their liking. The 750 to 850 weight heifers at 173 are $13 back of the same weight steers. Western Hog Exchange reports their prices for their 100 index 90 kilogram hogs for the week ending February the 2nd. The Ollie West 017 price 1.317 and the Ollie 0119 price at 1.360, pretty much steady with last week.